What's the first thing you do in 2022 when you need something done, but you're not sure where to get it? You Google it, right? You need a plumber? You Google it. You need a mortgage? You Google it. You need a car detail or an oil change? You Google it. If your business doesn't show up in the top three or even on the first page in general when I Google something, chances are you're not getting my business. Actually, you're definitely not getting my business. It's that simple. Maybe you do show up, but you only have one review that was left by a customer in 2015. Well, you're not getting my business either. Websites by Students is a company that's here to help solve modern website issues for small and medium-sized businesses. The team at Websites by Students builds custom WordPress websites for small and medium-sized service businesses. Every website is 100% custom built, which means you tell them what you want on the site and they build it exactly to your needs. Every website comes equipped with Google Suite functionality, meaning the Google Map, Google integration is all built in right from the start. Their prices are incredibly affordable and their team is super professional to work with. They can build you a brand new website in under 3 weeks, and that comes with unlimited revisions. So they'll send you the first draft. If you don't like it, tell them to fix it as long as you want until the site looks exactly the way that you want it. They won't publish anything until it's perfect and you want it built the way that you want it. The best part about it is that every website package comes with 1 year worth of free website management. So 6 months after you get this site built, if you want to update something, whether it's copywriting or you want a restaurant and you want to add to your menu, just tell the team at Websites by Students to do it. They'll turn that around in under 48 hours and get that website updated for you to your exact specifications. It gets even better. Websites by Students is a purpose-driven organization. A portion of every website they build goes to a scholarship fund to help fight student debt for as many college students as they can. If you visit websitesbystudents.com today, fill out the contact form and mention the Get It Done podcast. You'll save 20% on your next website project. That could be as much as $500 worth of savings. And that $500 is more than likely going into that scholarship fund to help fight student debt. Visit websitesbystudents.com today to get your new website built or get your existing website updated so that it shows up on the first page of Google, if not the top three. Their goal is to make you number one. Call them today, visit their website, mention our podcast, save 20%.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Get It Done podcast. I'm Joe Zanka, your host, co-founder, COO of On Demand Storage and partner at Global Source Infrastructure Partners. And I'm here today with my guest, Chris Winston of Kavere. Chris, how are you?
Great. Thanks. How are you, Joe?
I'm awesome. I'm happy to have you on. Like I told you off air, you know, I haven't done a show in probably a month and a half. It's been a good 45, maybe even 60 days since I've done one of these. But I'm really excited to get back into it. You know, I think I'm going to be calling this season two. So you are guest number one on season two of the Get It Done podcast. So you got that going for you.
Fantastic. as someone with a last name that begins with W, it's nice to be in the front of the line for once.
Yeah, I'm a Z, so I'm usually behind you, which is even crazy.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta push us to the front a little bit more often. So look, Chris, I've enjoyed talking to you so far off air about your brand, but I'm excited to share it with the audience. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, about your career before Kavere, and then how you got into doing what you're doing today.
Sure. So I've spent about 25 years or so in consumer products across the entire supply chain within operations. And, you know, a lot of that with big companies like Procter & Gamble and Clorox. But then some smaller companies, most recently I ran operations for J.R. Watkins. And right as the pandemic hit, I saw people, you know, wearing face masks, dropping them, hanging them in their car, which in California, especially in the hot months, is, you know, creates a petri dish, if you will, with all the bacteria and how it can grow. And saw a unmet need in the marketplace. So that's when I left my role at J.R. Watkins and started my own company, Kavere.
That's awesome. I love that, you know, you just saw the opportunity out there, you know, witnessed a problem going on in the world and then found a solution and got off and running. I mean, the biggest thing with entrepreneurship in my experience and in other experiences that I've, you know, people I've talked to is just getting started. You know, it's one thing, I'm sure with someone like, you know, a mind like yours, you see ideas kind of all the time, but you actually saw one and acted on it. And so tell us what Kavere was at the beginning and now what it is, what you guys are selling today too.
Absolutely. So cavere is Latin for to guard against, and we thought it was a good match with the fact that it is a product that cleanses your face masks, which guards you from germs. So this is the initial product that we launched back in the late summer. Unfortunately, it took us until mid-October to get it on Amazon. One of the many learnings we had is the whole consumer commodity process with Amazon and how they require a lot of extra hoop jumping in order to fulfill it through them for a product that has flammability to it. But that was the initial product. We focused on making it parallel to a lot of the hand sanitizers out there. So we have a formula that is 70% ethyl alcohol derived from corn, and everything else is derived from natural sources as well. So we wanted people to connect, hey, this works like a hand sanitizer, which I know kills germs. It's at the right concentration, and yet it's natural and safe for me to use.
Gotcha.
The whole intent of that launch was a proof case to create a passionate user base that was interested in the natural odor elimination and cleansing, to move them into more traditional odor eliminating products that could be used around the house. So after about a year of success with the face mask cleanser and getting the performance up to about $100,000 for the SKU, including ranked as high as fifth in its subcategory on Amazon, we launched our next set of products, which are more traditional odor eliminators. So think of this as a natural Febreze, using lemongrass oil as the active ingredient, if you will. Lemongrass oil is a known disinfectant which kills odor-causing bacteria.
Sure, sure. And so the audience you guys are kind of going out to, I mean, when it comes to the differences between your product and something like Febreze, which is obviously the most well-known brand, I guess, in that space, just because they've been around forever and, you know, huge. What are the differences? Is just the natural sense to it?
That's basically it. But both products go after the source of the odor,
which
is the bacteria. So, you know, something that's organic that's basically dying, a bacteria is dying, it's going to off-gas. You know, if you come across some roadkill, it's going to smell. Well, it's the same thing.
Definitely.
You know, you've got bacteria in there that is dying, whatnot. So traditional air fresheners used fragrance to cover that up. But of course, that doesn't kill the source. Mm-hmm. Febreze was the first product on the market that went to the source, and it works very well, but it does so synthetically.
Sure.
And you can even see now that Procter & Gamble is really trying to show that they are as natural as possible, because their products on the air fresheners now say that they use natural propellant in the aerosols. Well, that's great, but what is that natural propellant propelling?
Sure.
And the answer is synthetic chemicals. So
gotcha.
The purpose of Cabere is to have plant-based natural ingredients being dispersed in your home and not chemicals. And that's why I'm proud to say we have a 98% natural formulation.
Mm-hmm.
The one component that's 2% synthetic is one that works a lot better as a synthetic than a natural, which is why we chose not to go with a fully natural source. But that component actually encapsulates the lemongrass oil and creates an element of time release to it, so that over time the lemongrass oil is still attacking and killing the bacteria in the air or on the fabric or whatnot.
Oh, wow. That's great. How did you, you know, from your personal standpoint, how did you come up with this? I mean, how did you know that these ingredients, was it more of like, hey, I want to develop a natural solution to this, and then you went and found the ingredients, or did you know about this process prior to creating the brand?
A little bit of both. I mean, I knew that lemongrass oil was a good natural disinfectant, so that was a good active to leverage. But then some of the other technology, the oil encapsulating technology, was stuff that I had to work with independent labs and other business contacts to figure out, and to really be able to leverage, and that brought the formulation to life.
Gotcha. Very interesting. Now, when it comes to positioning your product in the market, what's that been like? You know, how are you marketing and selling this product to consumers? Are you going after individuals? You know, who are you targeting when it comes to getting this in front of people?
Yeah, so the business started and is still primarily a DTC or a B2C, business-to-consumer model, selling on marketplaces, Amazon being the primary one, but also Walmart.com, and then on our website. We have a very small chunk of brick-and-mortar retail distribution, but 99% of it is basically online to consumers.
Gotcha.
And with the face mask spray, that actually we were able to ride the wave of the pandemic as we launched. You know, when we launched, face mask was the number one search term on Amazon. So that's really good because people are looking for it. It can also be challenging because that means there's a lot of competition that becomes expensive to advertise.
Right.
But ultimately, that was the initial strategy was to try to get that. No pun intended, organic, you know, search activity to have people find our product and then to rave about it and to tell all their friends.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's probably the biggest challenge I was seeing with most of these businesses, getting it, you know, in front of the customer affordably, you know, especially now. I mean, so has that been, would you say that's been one of your biggest challenges, or what have been some of the biggest challenges that you've faced at this point in this business? Because obviously, you know, entrepreneurship is awesome, and you know, there's so many great points that people love to talk about it, but there's also challenges that come with it.
Yeah, that's definitely been the biggest challenge. Once we got Amazon going, it's definitely the cost of marketing and to just let people know we exist. You know, everyone who tries the products loves them, and I mean capital L loves them. So that tells me, hey, there's something here. This isn't me trying to do something that's not going to work. It's a matter of how much can I tell people about it and how quickly. And then the other challenge is I'm selling an experiential product that I'm not able to have people experience before buying.
Right.
So, you know, if you're in a store and you pick it up, you can open it up, you can spray it, you can smell it, you can figure out, oh, yeah, I love that. That sounds, you know, that's a purchase I'm going to make. Very difficult to convince consumers of that online.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably the other biggest challenge, which falls right into marketing. You know, they're kind of connected, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, you go to like, you know, Yankee Candle and you know, you pick up the individual candles, you can smell them. You'll get an idea of what it's going to smell like, what it's going to burn like before you bring it home. And I think that you're right. That probably does carry a lot of weight, which in this field as well. So, I mean, yeah, when it comes to, you know, those types of challenges, I think that as someone who's like, you know, just starting out or who's only been doing it for so long, I can see how those types of things can, you just don't know, you know what I mean? Before you get going, that's the biggest thing is that you don't know what you don't know. And so you may have an idea like, oh, we'll sell on Amazon. Like, but, you know, other people are doing it, we can do it. Or, oh, you know, we'll just build a site and we'll sell on Shopify. But no one really knows what goes into doing all those things until you actually go and do them. So obviously kudos to you for diving in and going and doing them. And I'm sure you've learned a ton along the way.
I have. Yeah, definitely learned a ton. And you know, the old adage of it takes money to make money is absolutely been reinforced in this entrepreneurial journey for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to continue to reinvest. And, I mean, the beautiful thing about the, you know, the e-commerce world is that, you know, your potential pool, the amount of people that you can reach once you, you know, optimize, is so much more vast than it ever has been before. You know, when it used to be just in individual stores and people had to walk in and find you, now they can kind of, you know, search for your product as long as you get it out there the right way. The problem is, you know, just getting it to that point. But you know, you seem like you've done a lot of the grunt work to get it to the point where now, you know, it's up and running on Amazon, you know, successfully having sales go through it. You mentioned you got the Shopify about to launch, which, you know, Shopify obviously is a fantastic platform that gives you so much data and the ability to really, you know, brand yourself the right way. So no, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, you guys continue and grow. And I definitely would love to try the product too. I mean, you know, I find myself using a Lysol or something like that all the time. I know this natural thing sounds way better.
Yeah. Actually, so I have a set of friends that have a knee sleeve business. So I've gotten partnered with them in the sports world, and they've told me, and I've also met people that would use Lysol to spray their helmets.
Oh, wow.
and you know, sports gear and whatnot that they then put on their bodies. And, you know, that's the absolute, you know, can't do that, because now it's not only in your environment, it's getting contacted with your skin. So, one of the products that we launched, in order to meet that need is, the sport product.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Spray it right on anything that not only can go in the wash, but stuff that can't go in the wash. My son plays football in high school, and his pads are a mix of soft and hard surfaces.
Sure.
And they stink.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, give that a couple sprays of Kaveri Sport, and it takes care of it right away. And you're not using Lysol or any other, you know, synthetic agents that do a really good job of killing bugs. But what do you think that does to you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a great point. I was a catcher for my whole life up until about 4 or 5 years ago. I wish I knew you back then, because my bag stunk, you know, all the time just from all that built up stuff. But this is great. This is a great solution to that stuff. And it really, I mean, I love it because there's a big field of a big potential pool of people that you get out there and reach, you know, as soon as, you know, you just got to keep churning. It's awesome. So if people want to find this product, is Amazon the best place? You have a site that you can also go buy it on?
Yeah, if you just search Kaveri, Kaveri on Amazon, you'll find us. We have a store page there as well. And KaveriProducts.com is our Shopify. We're also on Facebook and Instagram under the moniker Kaveri Products. And then we're also on Walmart.com. So trying to hit as many opportunities for people to find us in whatever shopping experience they find comfortable.
Awesome. Well, look, Chris, this has been great. I love learning about what you guys are doing. I think, you know, you're meeting definitely meeting a need head on in the market, you know, but when it comes to just a natural solution to this, you know, the synthetic stuff, yes, it works, but you know, what's it doing, like you said, to you and to the environment? You know, making it natural is key. I mean, it's a hot industry right now. You know, you see Whole Foods, you see all these other places just booming. So you know, you should be proud of where you're at. I'm excited to watch you grow. And this has been great. I appreciate you coming on here and sharing your story and your product.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. And well, look, we'll obviously stay in touch. And, you know, again, love to have you on. Thanks again. And we'll talk again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.